This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump deployed a mix of diplomacy and barbs in his joint news conference with British Prime Minister Theresa May in London on Tuesday. Trump said the United States is committed to what he called a phenomenal trade deal with Britain as the country prepares to leave the European Union. He praised outgoing British leader May, saying she has done a very good job.
She's probably a better negotiator than I am, Jeremy. But you know what? She has got it, in a sense, John. That deal is teed up. I think that deal is really teed up. I think they have to do something. And perhaps you won't be given the credit that you deserve if they do something. But I think you deserve a lot of credit.
Trump, who has publicly backed Foreign Minister Boris Johnson to succeed her, predicted an agreement for Britain to leave the EU will happen and said it should happen. He has described opposition Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, who's been critical of Trump, as a negative force and said he would not meet with him during the Britain visit. He also renewed his criticism of London Mayor Sadiq Khan, who has written that welcoming Trump to Britain is, in his words, un-British. Prime Minister May praised the relationship between the United States and Britain, but acknowledged some differences over climate change and Iran. Britain supports the Paris Climate Change Accord that Trump has pulled the United States out of. Trump has also withdrawn the U.S. from the international agreement with Iran, designed to curb Tehran's nuclear weapons program. Britain continues to support it. China has denounced U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for saluting Chinese student protesters who defied the communist government 30 years ago in a prolonged and deadly standoff in Beijing's Tiananmen Square. This is VOA News. President Trump said Tuesday it's more likely than not that next week he'll impose a new 5% tariff on imported products from Mexico. He offered that assessment at his news conference with May in London. Mexican officials, meanwhile, continued talks in Washington about the tariffs and the surge of Central American migrants traveling through Mexico to reach the United States.
Millions of people are flowing through Mexico. That's unacceptable. Millions and millions of people are coming right through Mexico. They could stop it very quickly, and I think they will. And if they won't, we're going to put tariffs on.
Trump has threatened to increase the tariffs monthly in 5% increments if the migration is not curbed. The U.S. Treasury Department has tightened restrictions on travel to Cuba. AP's Mike Hempen has more.
Group educational and cultural trips known as people-to-people travel are no longer allowed. Those trips have been used by thousands of Americans to visit the island. Treasury Department officials also are denying permission for private and corporate aircraft and boats. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the measures are a response to what he calls Cuba's destabilizing role in the Western Hemisphere, including support for the government of President Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela. Mike Hemp in Washington.
News reports say the younger sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has appeared in public for the first time in more than 50 days, dispelling rumors that she had been killed. Reports said Kim Yo-jong appeared Monday, applauding at a sporting event, seated near her brother and his wife. The show in Pyongyang marked the beginning of what is expected to be a five-month series of propaganda ceremonies titled The Land of the People. Kim Yo-jong is a senior member of the ruling party. Her appearance follows reports by the Chosun Ilbo newspaper that she had been ordered to stay out of sight following failed nuclear negotiations with the United States. The U.S. is scheduled to hold another round of meetings with the Taliban this month in Qatar in a fresh bid to end the deadlock in peace talks with the Afghan insurgent group while reaching out to regional stakeholders, including Pakistan, for assistance. The direct dialogue between the two adversaries began nearly a year ago and has achieved some progress toward ending the nearly 18-year war in Afghanistan. And it's the 100th anniversary of the day Congress approved a U.S. constitutional amendment giving women the right to vote. The passage of the 19th Amendment to the Constitution was approved first in the U.S. House of Representatives in May 1919. The Senate approved the amendment on June the 4th of that year. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.